An unintended strike on innocent people. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirms a military airstrike in Gaza, killing seven people working with the American food aid charity World Central Kitchen, one a dual American-Canadian citizen.
The charity says the movements of the convoy had been coordinated with the Israeli army. It's now suspended operations, and ships carrying around 240 tons of aid to Gaza are turning back to port in Cyprus.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Hunter Biden's request to have tax charges dismissed is rejected by a federal judge in L.A.
Abby Lowell, the lawyer for President Biden's son, argued, among other things, prosecutors caved to pressure from Republicans. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to charges that accuse him of failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes between 2016 and 2019. During that time, Biden is accused of spending millions on drugs, escorts, and fancy cars. The trial is scheduled to begin June 20th with jury selection. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump posts a bond to prevent the seizure of assets to cover a $500 million business fraud judgment against him in New York.
Trump posted that bond in taking to Truth Social, saying this, quote, "I've just posted a $175 million bond with the sadly failing and very troubled state of New York. The case was a fabricated election interference con job so bad for New York, where businesses are fleeing and violent crime is flourishing. Now what comes next is Trump's appeal of the full judgment in this civil case." His attorney, Elena Haba, saying this, quote, "He looks forward to vindicating his rights on appeal and overturning this unjust verdict."
Fox's Griff Jenkins. At least 25 people are killed in a fire during renovations on a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden's statement criticizes a Florida Supreme Court decision upholding a six-week abortion ban in the state. His campaign has a new pro-choice ad out today.
In 2016, Donald Trump ran to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, in 2024, he's running to pass a national ban on a woman's right to choose.
It's presidential primary day in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. Former President Trump campaigns in Green Bay, Wisconsin today.
Wisconsin is one of several battleground states that President Biden's reelection campaign is also largely focused on that could decide the 2024 election, with polling showing the presidential contest in Wisconsin currently in a virtual tie, just months ahead of the Republican National Convention this summer, when former President Trump officially accepts his party's nomination in Milwaukee. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says former President Trump poses a threat to democracy, but less so than President Biden.
And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent.
Kennedy on CNN accuses the president of forcing social media companies to give federal agencies access to censor his political critics. A program to reimburse frequent toll road drivers in Florida is renewed for a second year.
This is not an April Fool's joke.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at the Greater Miami Expressway Agency.
You are getting toll relief in the state of Florida for all of our commuters.
The top Republican in the Sunshine State says the program saved frequent drivers an average of $400 each, and more savings are coming in year number two.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 426 points. The S&P down 45. The NASDAQ is down 208 this morning. America, I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.